Hello everyone, this is Asclepius with Echoes from the Caverns, newscast dated August 16, 2019. Echoes from the Caverns is distributed by Sestile Tickle and is a podcast project created by Lord Baldrith and run by Asclepius and Style Tickle. The background music is by Stephen J. Goulburn. Well, hi again, another week. Another week has passed in the game. Hope you've been having a lot of fun and doing whatever you want to do, getting out there and killing lots of dangerous mobs. I've been doing a little bit and rushing around, trying to build up the experience pool because I have a couple of fairly significant projects in mind. And once you get up to fairly high levels, you need truckloads and truckloads and truckloads of experience. So there I am, I'm out grinding away madly. But it is happening. It's happening slowly. So, when I get a huge enough total, I'll be opening the taps and spending it all, basically. Oh, isn't it fun? You work for days or weeks or months to build up a huge total, and then you can drain it all in a day. Isn't it lovely? Bit like life, really. You work and slave and grind away and save up some money and put it in the bank, and then you make a major purchase or go on a holiday and it's magic. It's all gone. But hopefully you had a good time and it was worth it. Okay, enough of the waffle. We have another update. It's update number 345, and they're talking about a fetid water fishing contest live stream and the vault updates. So a little bit of stuff in the news this week, and let's go through it. Well, first of all, the live stream today included a fetid water fishing contest. And here we have another content-packed weekly community live stream today at 4 p.m. Central. So, as always, this has been and gone. I hope a number of you were up and able to take part in it. It sounded like a lot of fun. The fishing contests are usually pretty well attended, so that's great. And the contest was going to be in the South Fetid Swamp. So all you had to do is start fishing at 4:15 p.m. and the best or longest trophy fish caught by five will win a prize. Now, the prizes are pretty good. There's an ornate fish throne and a desktop fish trophy for the runners-up. Third prize, ornate fish pavers and a bronze fish trophy. Second prize, a Shogun Lighthouse Village water home and a silver fish trophy. And the first prize, a player-owned town village water lot property deed. So, look, if you've always wanted a home by the water, go out and catch a fish, and you could be in with a shot. So, that has happened. As always, it happens while I'm asleep, but that's okay. And kudos to everybody who rolled up, and especially kudos to the winners. And as is usual, they were giving out prizes at 4:15 and 4:45. So in order to be eligible for a prize, all you have to do is either make a purchase in the store or log in the game and type "Happy belated birthday, Lord British" in the chat window. Because apparently this is the law, you don't have to make any purchase to be eligible for competitions. So no purchase is necessary. That's all you have to do is log in and type "Happy belated birthday, Lord British" into the chat window and you're in. Okay. And of course they do mention here, are you a live streamer? We have a number of people who live stream the game. It's a brilliant idea because it disseminates publicity and gets people to look at the game, and especially if you're a fairly good player, they get an idea of how good it can be and what you can actually do in this game. And there's nothing like watching over somebody's shoulder and thinking, wow, that looks like an awful lot of fun, I think I could do that. So, yeah, kudos to the live streamers. May there be more of them. And if you are a live streamer, of course, you can receive an in-game streamer camera, which looks pretty nice. So there is an additional reward. Okay, next item. There are updates to the Crown Shop. They are perpetually and continually making changes and updates to the Crown Shop, giving us more goodies to buy, which is lovely. And the Vault also has a new round of Elven items. Now, these are mostly from the... You might remember a while back there was stretch goals involving Elven things. And some of those stretch goals were reached and some weren't. So, hey, why don't we bring them out and give people a chance to actually purchase them? Because there were probably quite a few people who had their eyes on these things. And never got the chance because the stretch goals weren't reached. But now is your chance. Okay. Now, in the Crown Shop, well, there are butterfly decorations. If you want to have a butterfly garden, they work a lot like the fog decorations we added a few weeks ago. So you could conceivably have butterflies hovering around your garden. I think that would look very attractive. Okay, and as mentioned, the Vault. These are available until August the 29th. So that is about a week and a half from now. The Vault items have been refreshed, and if you want to visit the Vault, you can get an Elven cloak, an ancient Elven bow, that would be rather nice, Elven warrior armor, Elven archer armor, Elven mage robes, an Elven house in a hill, a monarch butterfly pet, a golden dragonfly pet, and a black stag pet. So they're all available in the Vault now, and they will be available for about a week and a half. A few pictures here that do look very attractive. The armor outfits look really nice, and we have a stag. It looks pretty impressive. Huge set of antlers on the thing. I hope the damage that it can do is commensurate with the size of the antlers. And we have the Elven house in a hill, which, yeah, looks great. You would need a pretty flexible lawnmower to get up and trim your roof. I'm not sure how you'd do that. I just hope the grass doesn't keep growing. Otherwise, you are going to lose your house. After a while, you will not be able to find it amidst all the undergrowth. But it's a very nice looking place. Okay, next item. The Lord British's birthday make a difference, and episode 2 stretch goal stores have had a 50% price drop. They have been pushing this for a while, so just to remind you again, it was during July to celebrate Lord British's birthday, which of course was on July the 4th, a very important and propitious day in US history. So yeah, great day to have a birthday. Very nice. And the promotion was obviously pretty successful because they're continuing through August. Okay, so every item in the Make a Difference and the Episode 2 Stretch Goal store has been reduced by 50%. And if you're asking, what are they? Well, the short answer is they're charity-based items and items for Episode 2. Now, Episode 2 is coming, as we know. Do not ask me when, because I don't know. It all depends on how many adjustments and modifications and fine-tunings and polishings the team has to make to the current game, and that determines how much time they'll have to work on Episode 2. It should be available this year, that's all I can say. But for the Episode 2 stretch goal, you can purchase little horses, as in foals, and there are a few varieties. Now, they are at the moment more in the nature of decorative pets. they will follow you around and you can pat them and do all sorts of nice things and say, this is my lovely little pet animal. If and when the tech arrives and they manage to write all the necessary code for it, they're going to grow up into full grown animals and you can actually ride them around, which will be great fun. That'll be awesome. So if you buy one now when they're cheap, then hey, you've got a cheap mode of transport when they grow into full growth. And there's also a barn to put them in. So that is a part of the episode 2 stretch goal, and of course they'd love you to support that, and the prices have been reduced by 50%. Not only, but also the game as a whole and the community in general supports quite a number of charities which are incredibly worthwhile, and it just shows the generosity of spirit that this game and the community do exhibit. And there is a nature charity looking after the environment and wildlife. There's a safe water and sanitation charity helping to provide fresh, clean and drinkable water to a lot of people in the world who actually don't have access to clean water. And let me tell you, once you don't have access to clean water, it takes no time at all for serious diseases and illnesses to break out, cholera being among the most prevalent, and people die of that very quickly and very readily. So just doing something really, really simple like providing clean, safe drinking water makes a huge difference to people. So that's a very worthwhile charity. There's the breast cancer charity. We all know about breast cancer and what a devastating scourge it is. Any support it can get in terms of funds for research, for development, for providing nursing care, for providing support for people who are going through this tough journey, very worthwhile. And there's an autism awareness charity. Autism is a pretty rough condition. It's rough on the people who have it, it's rough on the families. So any help in terms of guidance, support, even respite care occasionally, advice, psychological help, counselling, it's all worthwhile. So we do support an autism awareness charity as well. Movember, dedicated to supporting men's health and the children and family charities. They're all there, and there are items specific and dedicated to each charity in the Make a Difference store. If you feel motivated, have a look at them anyway, and there might be some items that really appeal to you. And just know that you're not only helping yourself by having a more fun and interesting time in the game, and yes, you've got a bit of pixel crack to liven up your place and make the world look more interesting. I mean, who wouldn't want a little miniature Reaper wandering around after you as a pet? Wouldn't that be lovely? Okay, so you can have fun in the game by purchasing some of these items. Also, a good portion of the money, I think it's 50%, goes towards these particular charities. And to make it more attractive, the asking price has been dropped by 50%. So, win, win, win. It wins all around. Fantastic. Have a look. All right. Next item is the August login reward. Now, as an additional inducement to incite people to log into the game, to just get a refresh on how much fun the game is, how much it's been polished, how well it's coming along, they are offering login rewards. And basically, all you have to do is log into the game during the month, and you will find a neat little package in your inventory. I think it's entitled Login Reward August, something like that. It looks like a little baggie. And you open it up and there's some goodies inside. Okay, for this month, you get fire potions. I did have a play with one. And yeah, what it does It's got a groovy visual effect. It looks as if you're surrounded by flames. Okay, that's cool. Nice visual effect. Thank you very much. And the downside is you take about, I forget how many it is, 2 or 5 points of fire damage every second. Not very much. It's just a little bit singed, not too much. But it also gives you 25 points of fire resistance. So it could be the ideal thing if you're going to do battle with somebody or something, like a fire mage, or even, dare say, a dragon who's going to hurl fire at you. You might want some warding gems as well, just to round out the package, because I don't think this would do it on its own. But yeah, I do have an outfit that I made for myself with sorcery warding gems on the chest piece, on my bow, and on the ring and necklace. And I think that gives me about 90 fire resistance. And if I swig one of these potions as well as a potion of magic resistance, it'll be interesting to see what happens. If I'm still alive next week, I'll let you know. Okay, so there they are. They're in your inventory if you logged in during August. Nice. Okay, now, they're talking about the rewards program again, which they're encouraging everybody to do. Great idea, and minimal cost, minimal obligation. It's one way to support the game. And remember back in the day where they had all their stretch goals, they had a series of stretch goals which were rewards, digital rewards, and everybody who helped raise these totals would get these rewards. That was nice. And if you logged in during the month or during the times of the live streams as it was originally, then you qualified and you got all the rewards. If you forgot to log in and if you weren't around at the time, well, bad luck, you miss out sport. And for whatever reason, they thought that wasn't very satisfactory. So they've switched to this rewards program. And all you need to do to be involved in this is, as I say, it's a minimal financial outlay, but it really does help the game along. Sign up to the program and you're looking at $9 a month, which is, I would suggest for most people, a pretty trivial outlay. So $9 a month will get you enrolled and you are automatically qualified for everything that is on offer, all the rewards that are on offer, and there will generally be about 3 rewards every month. They've drawn them from a number of promotions and stretch goals and things they've had in the past, either things that just haven't gone off because the totals weren't reached. So they have drawn them from those areas. And the good thing is, in the old days when they had these stretch goals happening, they used to wait and see how high they got, and then they would charge one of their developers with actually going and making these things. So yes, the stretch goals would be achieved in release 55, and you would actually get them in release 60, about 5 releases later. Not so at the moment. They've finalized on 3 items for each release. They're already made, and as soon as you log in during that release, you get them if you are enrolled in the rewards program. So that's all you have to do. You have to do 2 things. You have to enroll in the program for $9 a month, and you do actually have to log in. As soon as you log in, you get the rewards. Fantastic. And for this month, they are Lord British themed. There is a Lord British round shield, a Lord British leather helm, and a Lord British silver serpent spear. Pictures in the news release here, they do look pretty good. If you happen to be a person who uses a shield or a leather helm or a spear, well, I'm sure they'll come in really useful. Now, the stats on them are probably pretty awful, as most store-based items are, but I think they probably would have an eternal pattern on them. I haven't stripped them down to look at them yet. Most of these things do. So what that means is you can construct yourself a shield with your awesome and amazing crafting skills that has stats on it up the wazoo. It'll be a fantastic shield. Then you salvage the Lord British shield, get the pattern, and apply that pattern to the shield you've just created. It looks like the Lord British shield, but boy, is it powerful. Okay, that is what you can probably do. You can do it with most things that you get from the store or as rewards. Don't hold me to that. I haven't looked at them closely yet, but that's what usually happens. Okay, as well as these rewards, if you're in the rewards program, you get other rewards as well. You get 900 gold crowns of the obsidians every month. You get these reward items, as I've mentioned. You get an exclusive title every 3 months. So as you're walking around New Britannia, you're walking around Novia, you can advertise that you are a supporter of the game. And you can be a keeper of the faith, a keeper of the word, a keeper of the vow, a keeper of the flame, a keeper of the oath, and a keeper of the pledge. If you see a player walking around Novia and they have keeper of the pledge above their name, you know they've been doing this for 18 months. So they are a really valued and loyal supporter of the game. And that's awesome. Okay, you can pick any die pack every 6 months. You can pick 3 obsidian potions every month. So it's really good value for money and very worthwhile. I'd encourage everybody to absolutely get into it. Okay, next item, the Lord of the Isle Episode 2 bundles. Been advertising these for quite a while. And surprise, surprise, I think there are still a few left. At that price, I'm not surprised at all, actually. But, look, as we've said, if you want to get in on the ground floor, and if you want to be a big-time supporter of the game as it moves into Episode 2, you can do this. And the good news first, this is what you get for it. You get a castle deed. It is absolutely humongous. It'd probably take up half an island. I don't know how big it is, but I think it's twice as big as a keep or something like that. It's huge, right? Now, if you put it in a player-owned town, it's tax-free forever. So you never have to pay any tax on it. Put it in any other town, it's tax-free for a year. After that, you're going to have to start thinking about paying tax. And you can also put it on a water lot. If you can talk a governor into giving you a humongous water lot, okay, you get a title, Lord or Lady of the Isle, your unique home, which is the castle itself that they unveiled some weeks or a month or two ago. That is also huge. You'll be furnishing that for the next year and a half, I'll bet. Okay, you get any other house as well, a basement, wall set, a dungeon room, a whole pile of crowns, 999 bank slots. Maybe the system couldn't quite go to 1,000, so they're giving you 999. 12 prosperity tools, 2 unique in-game items, early access to Episode 2, an Episode 1 box and map signed by the team, a 1-hour video conference with Chris for design discussions. If you have any brilliant ideas about how this game should develop, this is the time. You get a real, genuine, honest-to-goodness silver ring, personally crafted by Lord British. You can wear it around and show everybody your dedication. You get an in-game version of the ring, and you get a tour of Lord British's place, and you get dinner and drinks with the team, either in Austin or New York. You do have to get yourself there. They don't provide transport, unfortunately. Okay, and starting at $6,995, it's not for everyone, but if you've just received an inheritance or a lotto win or something like that, or if you are obscenely rich, or if you're obscenely dedicated, as one or two of our players are, and that is absolutely awesome, and big cheers to them. If you are that way, you may want to get into it. There will only be 24 of these sold, so it will be a very rare item, very unique, so have a think about that. Okay, now we got on to the live streams. As always, on a Friday afternoon, they do the weekly live stream, and then they put it on YouTube. It is highlighted and featured during the following week's newsletter. And here it is. It's the weekly dev stream, all about housing and mannequins. So if you missed it, if you want to catch up with it, there's a link in the newsletter. And also, just to make life easy, they put all their live streams up on YouTube. If you subscribe to their channel, you will get an email telling you exactly when the next or most recent or latest or whatever video has been posted. You will never miss anything. And I'd encourage people to do it, because if you have the time to sit down and watch these videos, you will learn a lot, and you find out exactly what's going on, what the devs are doing, what's in their minds, and what's likely to come up in the future. So that one is highlighted. Also, we have another two, Return of the Atos and List with Casual Gameplay. So there you are, have a look at those, as well as any or all of the other live streams that they've posted up onto YouTube. Okay, the upcoming events calendar. Well, we have all the releases going through until release 76, that's listed. So we're out to March next year, according to the timetable. The dance party is on August 17, which is like probably today by the time you're listening to this. If you wish to go to a convention, August 29 to September 2 is Dragon Con. If you're wanting to go and you haven't got your tickets by now, it could be a little late. You may need to hurry and make bookings and travel plans. These things can be a lot of fun. Half of the fun, I think, is seeing and meeting people that you've only had internet conversation and interaction with. And it is great fun. I've been to one in Brisbane, Australia, and it was lovely to catch up with a few people that I only knew through the computer screen. And to do that on a larger scale would be absolutely fantastic. Yeah, it's a bit of a trek from here to there, so I probably won't be going. I would nevertheless like to. October 10 to 13 is the SOTA International Convention. I'd very much like to go to that as well. But there you go. Until they develop Lightspeed Travel, probably not. All right. Next item is the Merits feature, which we talk about every week. Awesome thing. Everybody wants something for free, and this is your opportunity to absolutely get something for free, because Merits is a little tiny app that you download on your phone. You put your phone in your pocket. It pairs up with either your health app on the phone, if it's an Apple iPhone, or with a Fitbit or whatever you happen to have, and it just counts the number of steps you do every day, and that's all you have to do. And by walking around, you accumulate points, and you can use those points to purchase obsidian potions in the game. 3,000 points for an obsidian potion. You can buy one every 3 days, and there you go, you've got obsidian potions for absolutely nothing. Not only that, but every month they run a sweepstakes, and there's a fantastic prize every month. This month it is a Shogun City Water Home. A very, very nice looking ship. Okay, you will need a city water lot to park it on, So I hope you've got one of those or have plans to get one. But you can enter that every day, 2,500 points. Just that's all it costs you to enter the sweepstakes. Somebody at the end of the month is going to walk away with this wonderful prize that's worth 15,000 crowns. So why not, and why shouldn't it be you? So download Merits and get it on your phone and get into it, and good luck. Okay, now, community events. The Release 68 Dance Party with DJ Darkstar. It is live on Avatars Radio. It's happening on Saturday, August the 17th at 2 p.m. New Britannian time. So be there or be square, or be asleep like some of us are. Yeah, it's sort of dreadful living on the other side of the world. You miss out on so much fun. But if you're able to get there, you should. It's also a bit of a stress test to see how many of us crazy avatars they can fit into one instance without the game breaking. So give them a hand and go and squeeze in amongst all the others. It will be held at Rift's End on the Isle of Chaos on, as I say, on August the 17th at 2 p.m. Put it in your diary and be there. If you rock up to Rift's End, you will be rocking up to the main dock. Just up from the main dock is a bit of a signpost. Have a look at the signpost. You get a number of options as to where you'd like to go. You need to go to side dock 4. That's on the other side of the island, basically. So you're instantly transported to the other side of the island, where you see another little dock and a little boat. And just over the water is another smaller island. That is the Island of Chaos. That's where you need to go. Jump into that little boat and you'll be there. Humongous land-based ship with a dirigible floating above it. I'm not sure who's keeping who up, but that's what it is, and that's where the party will be. That's Darkstar's home in the game. So check it out, go there, and have a ball. And Darkstar will be spinning the tunes for the party. Okay, next item is a community event. It's a Chaos Checkers tournament. This sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. It's a forum post by Lace, by Royal Warrant, Diamond Fields, /Prism, presents a Chaos Checkers tourney. This is on Saturday, August 24th, so it's next weekend. You've got plenty of notice. Put it in your diary. It looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. At 12 p.m. New Britannian time. Now, 12 p.m, I'm saying that's midday. I always get a little bit confused. Is it 12 p.m. midday or midnight? I'm saying it's midday, and I hope somebody corrects me if that's not right. Okay. At the GameStop in Diamond Fields. Now, that's located just east of the Crafting Pavilion. You can pick up your copy of the rulebook on the fourth floor public cache at this venue. So look, just to explain how it works, I had a quick look through the little book here that they've provided. Most of us have played checkers, or some people might know it as draughts. I think checkers is a more American word, draughts might be a more English word, but it's the same game. Okay, you have 12 checkers, little discs on a board. A chess or checkers board, same deal, white and black squares. You put them all on the same coloured square, right? You can move diagonally. And your object is normally to eliminate your opponent. And if one of your checkers is adjacent to one of theirs and you are able to jump them, then you must. If you don't, you're taken off the board. And if you can do double or triple jumps, well, good luck, you have to do it. If you get to the other side of the board, then you can be kinged, which means you've got two checkers on top of each other instead of one, and the kings can move forwards or backwards. The little guys can only move forwards. Okay, so the object of the game is to wipe your opponent off the board. Everybody knows that one. Of course, in some of the games they're playing chaos checkers. Just because, you know, because chaos, okay? Because we like chaos, and we like being chaotic and doing different things, okay? Simply put, in chaos checkers, you're playing to lose. So the winner is the one who loses all their checkers, all their drafts, all their counters, whatever. So yeah, if you lose, you win if you're playing chaos checkers. So there is going to be a single elimination bracket run with four games simultaneously, running with a 15-minute maximum time limit. They'll allow up to 16 players in total to compete. So the event's going to last about 1.5 hours for shift changes and awards. Now, the first round is going to be anti-checkers, which means, as I was saying, chaos checkers. It's the opposite to the rules. You're trying to lose. Followed by regular. And depending on the number of participants, this is going to rotate. But the final round is going to be anti-checkers. No matter what. Because, you know, chaos, all right? So, first round, you're playing to lose. Second round will alternate. And whatever, the final round, you are also playing and trying to lose. And whoever loses wins. If you can get your head around that, if your head's not spinning by now, go and do it. It should be a lot of fun. Now, the first prize is your own checker-themed outfit. Nice. Including a crown and a golden goblet proclaiming your victory. The second also is your own tabletop checkers set and 1,500 kotos. That is very nice. That's a great prize. Second prize is your checker-themed outfit with the crown and the goblet and tabletop checkers set and 500 kotos. That's lovely. Now, we got referees happening. Yep. The referees are only there to rule on disputes or draws. Players need to be respectful and try at all costs to police themselves. Yeah, play properly, play according to the rules. Be decent about it. If you intentionally disrupt things, you'll be disqualified and probably thrown out, okay? And you might be banned from the lot. If you want to help with this tournament by being a referee, then that would be welcome. Please contact Lace Delamorte in the game or via Lace on the forums. Now, if you do that, they will give you a nifty black-white zebra outfit for your aid. Very nice. Ah, we've got uniforms for the referees. Awesome. Okay, so join us in Diamond Fields to celebrate the grand opening of GameStop. It's your one-stop shop for taming supplies, rugs, mounted trophies, along with publicly usable chess and checkers sets. We're a no-kill shelter, and we will not adopt out our pets for any planning to endanger them. So, yeah, if you're going to be cruel to a pet, basically they won't sell it to you. These pets are looking for their forever home. And along your side at dance parties and role-playing events as part of your extended family with their unique dancing styles. So there you go. If you want a pet that you're going to love forever and take along to parties and treat nicely and have it as a companion, then that's the place to go. If you want a pet that you're going to whip around and train and be quite prepared to sacrifice in battle, well, yeah, maybe rather not. Okay. Now, other GameStop amenities include a full-service bar, luncheonette, a private tea parlour with piano and rotating playable sheet music, along with a whiskey tasting lounge on the first floor. That sounds pretty attractive. Very nice. Oh, look at this. Isn't this a lovely note? Please note, all rugs and head mounts were obtained from animals too severely injured by hunters to be rehabilitated and had to be euthanized. Okay, so they're a very compassionate lot, these people, and I think you can buy with confidence knowing that cruelty to animals was not involved in the manufacture of any of these items. Okay, finally, we have resources, players helping players. Now, We talk about this every week just in case there's a few new players coming into the game. We do keep reminding you of it. There is a new player welcome forum. It's a sub forum within the main forum. It's called basically the new player welcome forum. So yeah, easy to find and ideal place for new players to go. As simple as something like announcing yourself, "Hi, I'm new here. Look forward to playing the game with you." Or, "I am hopelessly confused. I don't know where to go. Nobody told me what to do next. Where do I get this item? How do I deliver this quest item to somebody? And where the hell are they?" That sort of thing. Any questions you have, any guidance, you'll find a warm and welcoming and helpful community just waiting to help you. And you'll be welcomed into the community. This would have to be the best community in all of gaming. So it's there. Feel free to use it. There's a player-created resources forum. And if you can't find the answer to something there, there probably isn't one. They've got everything. They've got a written guide. They've got walkthroughs. Other players have completed these quests and tasks and things, and they record themselves doing it, and you just look at that and you think, "Oh, okay, that's good, that's easy, I can do that, fantastic, now I know where to go, this is brilliant." So you've got all of that. There's a wiki and there's a community resources page for complete listing of everything related to the community. Okay, that is about it for the week. A few things happening in the game, a few events in the forum. There are a few threads that keep going, people talking and arguing about this and that and the other. There's a thread about archery adjustments that I sort of keep my eye on because, yeah, I am an archer. And it sort of does affect me. I think they've made one tiny little tweak or tiny little nerf to archery. I hope they don't do too much more because I'm just getting to the stage where I'm feeling halfway competent and I can take down a few of the bigger mobs. So I hope they don't destroy me too much. But we'll see what develops over the next weeks and months. Right, but I think that's enough for now. Have a great time in the game this week, everybody. Do whatever you want to do. Walk around, kill as many mobs as you can. Try not to die too much. And we'll catch you next week. So the wonderful background music for the podcast is by Stephen J. Goldman. The song is entitled Dark Planet. Also thanks to Sir Style Tackle for the technical work on the newscast. Thanks to Amber Rain for broadcasting this newscast on Avatars Radio. Don't forget, Avatars Radio needs your support to keep the magic of this podcast, events and music going. Visit their page at avatarsradio.info and click on the Patreon link. This is Asclepius, signing off until next week with Echoes from the Caverns.